Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
Time to open you, American State Nationals. You're listening to Waking Up in America. We've got dynamic radio dialogues and queries into current aspects of reality. And boy, reality is really flipping around right now if you take a look at some of the things happening in the country and in Congress. So if you happen to hear telephone ringing, dog barking, an angel humming, or an ET singing, we call in from our homes and offices around the galaxy to create this program. And if you remember, Jesus actually spoke in Aramaic. So when they get around to translating him, sometimes they don't translate exactly what he was saying. And here's the truth of the matter. When Jesus said to pray, he did not mean to go, get down on your knees and crawl around and say, "Dear God, please save me." The word pray in Aramaic actually is a version of going out into the universe and, quotes, trapping that which is yours. So let's trap some good futures here and always include a prayer and a celebration for the Republic, for the United States, for America. Of America lives only in Washington, D.C. For America is the rest of us who represent and serve our great nation, take care of our animal friends as well as each other and our communities, and pray for Congress, please. I don't know. We've got Paul for the first 25 minutes of the program today. We've been talking about some interesting things beforehand. One of them is the New Green Deal. The other one is a conversation about what's happening in Congress around that and how that's being pushed. And also the Mueller report concluded this week. And my goodness, surprise, surprise. Couldn't find anything against Trump, so they started another round. I can't remember what it is they're trying to take him down with now, but fortunately they're making socialistic idiots of themselves, and I won't name names, but if you look up socialist idiots in Congress, perhaps you can find a few names that fall into that category. So with that, Paul, any conversation, or Randy? Randy, as co-host, I think you should probably go next. So what do you got on the table for us today?
Well, you know, when you're talking about that, you know, this New Green Deal, for sure, I mean, I was reading commentary on it that was saying we'd go from 94 million cows to zero. And, you know, can you imagine?
You were looking at Mike Lee's thing, weren't you?
Yes. Instead of the cows saying moo, they were saying boo.
We'll put it in the program notes so you can go over there and check, too. I think it's probably one of the most unusual presentations Congress has ever seen. He has flip cards to go with all of it.
It's so just unbelievably full of stupidity. It's mind-blowing. Anybody would embarrass themselves to come forward like that and even put anything out there like that. Really.
You have to appreciate the insanity of the proposal.
What was your favorite insanity, Paul, of the Green Deal, the New Green Deal?
The favorite insanity is no machines operating, no cars, no airplanes, no trucks, no trains, nothing that uses the internal combustion engine.
And no cows.
So internal combustion engine has become an evil, evil product of technology.
Right, so of cows. They're processing and farting.
Well, you know, I suspect that they're going to call in Elizabeth Warren to teach everybody how to ride bareback on Indian ponies, even though she's only 1,048th Indian. But if you want to see something hilarious, I checked yesterday, and just Google Pocahontas Warren, and you'll see a series of photographs of her in Indian headgear. One of the photographs shows her in Indian headgear with her eyes crossed, and it's literally underwear wedding laughs. It's just absolutely incredible. But, you know, she's trying to back AOC on the New Green Deal.
Ah, really?
Well, I thought
at least a portion of her brain is associated with it.
Well, what do you have to say about the Mueller report coming out, guys?
Randy. So happy that, you know, all of us have been out here. We knew he didn't have anything to do with it. Everybody believed President Trump, except for these, like, literally, there's just a bunch of how did mental people get to run the show? I mean, what's up is down, what's, you know, black is white. I mean, anything that goes, that just, they defy all logic, these people. And how many people could they try to go through to find this Russian collusion that he swore didn't exist? I believed him. You know? I mean, they were going to find it if it actually existed. It didn't exist. So,
well, what they did, well, actually, it did exist. It was actually created by Hillary Clinton, and that's what they discovered.
I did see some Russian collusion. It said that President Trump used Thousand Island or whatever Russian salad dressing a few years ago.
Oh, that's funny. and he used a toilet paper with a paper manufactured in the Urals.
Yeah, there you go. So.
No, that's my joke. But I don't know if any of you caught his 92-minute stunning, astonishing rally in Grand Rapids.
I did not. Tell us about it.
It was remarkable. You know, he put it all out there, and the people in Michigan went wild. I don't know. He had over 20. He packed the Coliseum on the inside and the jumbotrons on the outside. But it was the tour de force of his presidency, because he brought up not so much the fact that there was nothing in the Mueller report, but the madness, but not so much the madness, but the evil, the deceit, and the corruption that generated the Mueller report. And fundamentally, it all goes back to Obama. Obama is the top of a triangle. Below Obama are two attorney generals, Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch. Not Lynch Loretta, but Loretta Lynch. So that's Obama, the two of them, and then below that you have Hillary, and you have Bill, and from there you go on to Brennan, Clapper, McCabe, Rosenstein. When you put it all together, I say it's a group of 18, and the indictments are going to be coming little by little, but they will be coming, and they will be coming this week. And hopefully there will be justice, and the legal system will be restored, even though we have the raging imbecility and injustice and the slap in the face to the population and the people of the U.S. and the law that's taking place in Chicago right now.
What in particular
with that,
you think,
you know, that black divisive jerk who's causing more racial divide by fabricating that absurd attack, and he's walking free. The FBI is going to be investigating that.
I think the FBI will. I think somebody got their bottom kissed. What do you want to say, Randy?
100%. Well, I was reading somebody's comment about just everything that was going on, and I absolutely loved it. It said, with the Jesse Smollett, with, you know, Ocasio, or however you say her name, it's like watching a car wreck unfold slowly on an icy road. We watch in morbid fascination, knowing the damage that's coming, unable to look away. And it's like, I can't look away. You can't. None of us can look away, because this is, it's actually, I mean, it's kind of exciting.
I was saying the same thing to my son. I said, sweetheart, we're in the most interesting time to be alive, because thank God so many people are making idiots of themselves in Congress. You know, it's every time you turn around, there's something going on. I mean, the mere fact that the newbies in the world, the newbie political minds, want to get rid of the Electoral College. You get rid of the Electoral College, and guess what? You have New York dominating with their let's give the mother the choice about whether their baby is killed after it's born or not. I mean, would you ever in your entire life have imagined that any group of people would pass something that allowed that?
No, no.
Not
it's
at all.
It's barbaric. Yes. It's uncivilized. And fundamentally, it's murderous. And
it
Trump
murderous.
Brought that up in his speech in Grand Rapids.
And that piece can be found on YouTube. It's out there. And it was... I've only seen feedback on an incredible speech. He's just he's incredible, and he's off the cuff from what I see. He's just talking from his heart. You know, I get up and I do 3-hour lectures just on bullet points. I mean, he knows his stuff. He's been studying this and in the thick of it forever. So,
Trump did not use much teleprompter activity in his speech. Much of it was extemporaneous. And much of it was, as you said, off the cuff, unprepared. He just spoke from the heart.
Yep. And you know your stuff. You know what you're saying. And that man does. And, you know, he's trying to bring the country together. There's all these outside factors that are definitely trying to be divisive. And I saw
that a lot of people had just crashed the border and they didn't have any place to put them. Have you heard anything on that, Paul?
On which one is that?
Well, I had heard that in the last week, literally thousands of people crashed the border at one time, and they didn't have any place to put them. So it's like...
Well, that's right. There are a lot of them right now are encamped under a couple of overpasses as we speak, and that's in Texas, the El Paso area. Actually, best count was 3,800 and change people crashed the border, and we've got roughly 7,200 more coming up. And Trump will shut down the border if Mexico doesn't do anything about it. He will shut down the border, period, end of story, because we cannot cope. My boss, the secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, was momentarily by Lou Dobbs himself accused of doing nothing. She was in fact meeting with CBP at the border in Arizona to try and make something out of an understaffed Customs and Border Protection crew. They're calling in everybody. It really is a crisis. It always was a crisis, and it's absolutely irresponsible to the people of the United States that the Democrats continue this. In Britain, we'd call it a charade. Here, we'd call it a charade of the fact that there is no crisis. The crisis is colossal. It's enormous, and we can't deal with it without a wall and without additional staff. I'm not sure what's going to happen. They're going to have to call in the National Guard and the military again.
Is that enough?
Probably. The problem is there time to train them adequately? And we don't have enough facilities. If there were some warehouses, some empty warehouses, you know, along the border, that's fine. But, you know,
Walmart.
We'd have to set up giant tents. We'd have to feed them medical, and then we're accused of being non-humanitarian. We're doing our best to take care of the illegals, but the problem is so enormous that the resources are running out. We're out of vaccines. We're not getting vaccines fast enough. Right now, there's a measles epidemic in New York. We're trying to quell the epidemic from getting down to the border. Can you imagine what would happen if the measles epidemic that's invading New York right now would get down to the border states? Oh, dear Lord. So the Center for Disease Control is frantically working to try and prevent that from happening.
Oh, my gosh.
I think God is punishing New York for that. Let's give our mothers a chance to kill the babies if we want. Let's have the doctor.
Well, it's a Sodom and Gomorrah situation concentrated in one state.
I thought there was another state that had signed up for this bad behavior as well.
Well, New Jersey's on the edge of it, but simply because they neighbor on New York, and Chris Christie isn't there anymore, and he was dead set. He is a pro-lifer, but New Jersey is waffling in terms of adoption of the New York murder edict.
Isn't New Jersey the state that The Sopranos lived in on television?
That's correct.
Well, that explains it, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the reality show, you know, the Jersey Shore.
Yeah. I just want to let you know it's 7:27 in 19 seconds, or 7:24 in 19 seconds, whatever you need to say now.
Oh, well, thank you very much again for the privilege of being on the show. And let us pray for some sanity and for some civility to return. And we go back to our constitutional roots, because that's what should guide us.
And let's pray for that nothing dies before its time.
And much love to all of you.
Paul, thank you so much.
Thanks for being on. You were great.
Yeah, as always.
I love how informed he is on everything. So he's always such a good person to have on the show.
Oh, he totally is, because we live in the we're a sanctuary state. How many of there are us? My English is real fine good this morning. How many sanctuary states do you think there are?
Okay, well, that was like the first question up here. Let's see if it pops. Well, California, Colorado, Connecticut, two counties in Florida, Georgia, two counties. Iowa has two counties. Wow, Iowa, you're what a letdown. Oh my gosh, actually, if you look at the map, they're everywhere. Whew, lots of them. Of course, California is insane with how many. Colorado has tons. Connecticut, Georgia, looks like a lot of them do. A lot of states have them. Pennsylvania has a lot, and Oregon has many, many. That's high on
the
list.
And do the Democrats? Why don't you see how many states? See if you can check and see how many states are Democratic that are sanctuary.
I can probably say 100%. Why would we say any different? I don't know. Let's see.
But just for curiosity, let's see if we can find it, because what's really happening is that the Democrats have really hired some strong PR firms for a long time, and they've been very successful at brainwashing people all over the place. And part of the reason that the Democrats want all these illegal aliens, by the way, they're giving away driver's license to illegal aliens, I believe it's in San Francisco, and hey, what the heck? If you've got a driver's license, you can vote. You don't even have to be a citizen anymore. If you're in California, you can be illegal and vote in our next election. I hate it. I just hate it. People that can't even speak my language are here voting for what's going to be running my life. I don't like it one bit, and it's illegal, it's immoral, and it's, you can call it fattening, but it's disgusting, unless you're just being nervous about it and you've gotten very fat over the issue because you don't know what to do. You have to keep making your voice heard. That's what you do. Did you find anything, Randy?
It's funny because it actually is a question that populated into the Google search. So clearly other people have asked the same question, but it's not breaking it down. At least I haven't found it yet. So I haven't seen the breakdown on, but that was the question. How many had Democratic mayors that self-populated?
Yeah, there you go.
Things, so, yeah. But well, I'm not actually seeing a breaking down of the
answer. Well, look, there's 600,000 of you out there, I'm told. Bless your hearts. I hope you have access to computers now, because if you don't, you are really living, unfortunately. Well, maybe fortunately, if you don't have access. Maybe if you're out in the country with your family and your animals and all that kind of stuff, you don't need any of this. But if you're doing the work that we're doing, you have to get computer help and you have to be able to communicate to the other side of the world and things of that nature. And the Mueller report, as a green note here, Randy, the Mueller report was said to be the kickoff for the global currency reset. Also, at that same time as that reset, there was also supposed to be something called fines and penalties distributed. And we haven't seen any of that yet. We know the banks are loaded. We know that it's close. The Mueller report was supposed to be the trigger for it. That's for the public. We know that people have cashed in. We know that SKRs, which is actually a word that means a receipt, the SKRs, that people turned in their dong or dinar or whatever they turned in a while back, they got given credits. And what we also know is that people have taken loans out on those credits as gap loans. So the banks are taking that seriously. And we were told that there was a 99.99.99.99% chance that this would happen before the 1st of April, which is kind of a funny time because that's April Fool's Day, you know? So, April Fool's, I don't know. I know that at some point it has to. And I know that one of the requirements, Randy, for this to happen is as close as we can get to peace on Earth, which is why you have President Trump flying around to all kinds of places. It's also why you had him lining up our country's reserves. He wasn't just going in to ravage the oil lands, folks. He was going in to actually build the kind of the banking privileges of the United States of America based on resources, and resources would include oil and coal and things of that nature. And for those of you who get puffed up about coal, we need, at this time in history, we've needed it. And what's been disgusting and criminal, as far as I'm concerned, every time I think of Obama, I think of his criminality, the fact that he wasn't even qualified to be president, and that he actually got to phase out his presidency when he wasn't even president. To me, that was really shocking. Couldn't get much more shocked than that until I got shocked by New York agreeing to kill babies. personally, I've been told that Planned Parenthood and things like that, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I've been told that they actually use aborted babies for food. And a disgusting thought, but I believe it actually to be true that there are certain groups of people that do that. And by the way, as an interesting aside here, when I said certain groups of people, the Queen of England has admitted to being a reptilian. Have you heard that one, Randy?
Yeah, that stuff is out there all over the Internet.
Yeah, it certainly is. I'll tell you what you want to
Google her without finding it.
Google Putin and Queen Elizabeth, because he won't even go anywhere near her. It seems that it made me think of when we were thinking of Obama. It seems that Queen Elizabeth actually revealed her reptilian nature and her reptilian eyes and things like that to both Putin and to Obama. And Putin now walks like 3 feet in front of her or 3 feet behind her or whatever. He's not close. So look up Putin and Queen Elizabeth. And also, by her own admission, she's admitted that she's a reptilian, and she hopes that the people will learn to accept that or something of that nature. So some very interesting revelations are happening, okay? I heard that the Pope was actually now in an advisory position. I wish I'd asked that question before Paul left. He probably had more information on it. But things are changing, even though it seems like they're not. They totally are. And that's what I want you to know. And if this weekend doesn't happen to be the weekend that the reset comes out, it has to. It's one of those things, like if you're sitting watching, if you're watching, say, lumberjacks cutting down a tree, and you watch the tree begin to waver and get ready to fall, that's what's happening now. The old system is falling.
Mm-hmm.
And had a lot of very colorful players. But, Randy, I'm glad that they're acting like idiots.
Oh, yeah. Who they are. They're just being who they are and who they've been.
My girlfriend, Roseanne, was going around calling Americans stupid. And I said, Roseanne, that's really not fair. to be calling them stupid. What's fair is to be calling them drugged, overworked, and undereducated, because kids today aren't getting the quality of education I got, and I didn't get the quality of education that the kids in the 1870s got. Have you ever seen an 1870s test?
A what? An 1870s what?
School test. Have you ever seen one of them?
You've talked about it before. You should mention that again, because...
I could not pass the 1865 grammar school test on literature and math. I couldn't do it. I didn't even know what they were talking about at the time. I mean, I didn't totally zero out. But when I take a look at the decline in education, Mike, and things like that, and I see what's happening, I go back to my old high school, and it's got, like, chain-link fences around it now, so the kids won't be attacked. You know, we had open schools. We had an auditorium. Nobody was ever shot the entire time I was there. We did do some pranks, guys. I mean, you know, our whole thing in high school was Venice High School was our competitor. So something would happen each year, like somehow Venice High School got a Volkswagen up onto the roof of Santa Monica High School. we replayed that whole thing by going and dropping paint or something on their mascot statue that was out in front of the school. That, and then when they got really wild, they'd get the guys to drink beer and steal hubcaps. That was it, pretty much. Oh, and get girls pregnant. But that seems like minor compared to what's going on in schools now when you've got 13-year-olds running drug rings and stuff like that. Or not drug rings, but, you know, drug groups. I mean, people are being forced to grow up before their time without familial training. Randy, when you were growing up, how much time did you spend with your mom?
Oh, a lot. But I actually spent a lot more time outside just playing. That's
yeah.
where I spent probably the bulk of my life, outside playing.
My mother had the instincts of a bird dog when it was about moving to interesting or cool places. So we lived in Santa Paul, just between Santa Paul and Ojai, in a place called Sulphur Mountain Springs. Turns out Larry Hagman had lived up the road. That was one of our connections. But I got to play in streams. I got to actually see the oil industry starting to ravage the area, because what would happen is that beautiful little stream that I played at, it now had oil trickling down towards it, and the water hole with the old tree that had all the fish in it, now they'd cut down the tree. Oh, it was just, I thought I was going to die when I went and the tree was gone. I can't tell you. It was something out of... it was something out of a wonderful, magical fairy tale where you could see the fish and you see those little skitters on the top of the water. And Randy knows what I'm talking about when she talks about being in the trees, and when she mentioned last week about how cutting those trees hurt you. There's something that happens when you live like that.
Yeah. Oh, but they did smack me back a few times.
The trees?
Oh, yeah. Going through them, there's quite a few times I got smacked back by them. I mean, there was brutality both directions, believe me.
Here she comes.
I walked at it.
She doesn't want to do it. She's crying, but she's coming for us. We've got to do something.
Right. Well, so they fought back. They fought back.
There's a whole area of, I don't know what the right word is to name it. You could call it magic. You could call it all kinds of things that... There's actual scientific evidence that trees communicate with each other through their root systems. So that's where that particular rather macabre joke came from, if you look at it from a tree's point of view. But look at it. Will they go through there and use those trees for firewood or anything of that nature? Will they be recycled, or will it be turned into mulch, or will there be new life out of it, or how do you think that will work?
I just think that it's just, you know, there's... Undergrowth is very healthy in a healthy forest. So they will now stop growing, and the healthy ones will continue to grow, and the others become undergrowth. So at least for the next 3 years, they will be left alone, if not for the next 25 years. They may end up staying.
Really? Survival of the fittest here?
Yes. I have it up for sale, so it just depends on what the next, you know, person wants to do with it. So, you know, getting this property is an interesting story because back in 2008 or 2009, somewhere in there, is when I made a list, and I talk about this in my lectures. You know, when I do the keynote speaking at the health conferences, I do talk about putting things down on paper, what's important to you, and actually having a target, know what it is you want, and put it out there. And the world just brings it to you. And
isn't that the truth? I'm creating a bank for women. Well, actually, a bank run by women for everyone. And it hit me, you know, this idea to do this. And when I started sharing it with people, they started saying, sign me up, sign me up, sign me up. Because what I'm doing is putting together, asking people to turn in their resumes and things like that. Right? And by the way, I need your resume too, Randy. Because we're going to actually be creating something. And when you create something, a lot of people like to create all by themselves. I like that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But I particularly like to create in groups of amazing people because everybody that's been invited to be on the board is I've observed them over time, and they're bloody amazing people. And if you put these women together, and we are allowing honorary women, men to be honorary on the board, they just women will be the deciding factor in how the bank goes. But it's actually a bank trust because when common law comes back in again, which I believe is supposed to happen this year, isn't it, Randy? We return to common law from maritime law. Do you know?
I don't know.
We'll have to check that out for you guys. But I believe it's this year that we return to common law. And the interesting thing is, you hear a lot of talk about reserve currencies and things like that. And that's given the banks of the world the opportunity to manipulate like mad, and of course their own benefit. And all of that's changing with the quantum financial computers. You'll see quantum financial computer conversations all over the place, and that makes it somehow that banking things have to be transparent. But I heard something, well, there's a couple of warnings, actually, that I'd like to give you. One of them is about, I have heard a rumor that they're going to ask us for our DNA before we cash in any large amounts of money, and they're not getting mine, because if they have my DNA, they can actually clone me, and they're totally capable of doing that, in my opinion. I know Barbara's got two dogs that have been cloned, so... I got to find out about that one. I didn't like that at all, but I really do not see how this can last longer than another month or so. And the Mueller report was the trigger for it. The thing is, it's not just like how long it lasts. The point is, there's so many people to process that you may or may not hear about it. But if you've got somebody that knows something about it, create your code words right now so you can speak with each other. My friend Jenna and I have certain things we're going to say to each other that means that we have the financial wherewithal. It's a time that's never happened before to this magnitude. It's resets have happened, but nothing like this. This is, I think it's 209 countries, Randy, something like that. It's a lot of countries, a lot of people to process. And the funny thing is that all these people crashing the border, they'd do better off at home. Because there's all kinds of programs to actually reinvigorate the countries. Did you know about that?
No.
Yeah, so when they're in their own countries, which is, gosh, I don't know how to get through to them, but if they were their own countries, each country of these 209 countries is going to have programs to rejuvenate the country. And so instead of having to, you know, walk thousands of miles and risk their lives and die in the border or not die in the border or get rejected or whatever, if they're in their own countries, they're about to get hugely funded. The citizens of the world are being taken care of. It's like a counterpunch, Randy, to 1,000 years of suppression.
Right.
Like the pendulum is swinging back, and you're going to see a big swing. It's already happening. When Paul mentioned or whatever about the indictments, the indictments are already being acted on. Did you hear the? I've heard this as a rumor, and I believe that it could be true. Okay, have you heard that George Bush, Baby Bush, actually has admitted to a number of things and agreed to be executed to save his family? It sounds. I'm hearing it from enough different directions in enough places, and that they'll keep him alive for a couple of years, so that he can contribute information, and in exchange for that, his family will be provided for.
See, that just, I don't buy into those kinds of things. I don't feel like that's, I just feel like it's disinformation. I mean, how could anybody make that agreement and get out to,
Yeah, and it's okay that you do, because you put, here's the facts, folks. These are the facts. It doesn't honestly matter what we think at this point, because what's going to happen is time's going to tell. And it'll be, oh, okay. It's just like for everybody that believed that Trump had dealings with the Russians, that was such a perfect setup, because that dossier that Hillary put together, she did that before the elections in case she lost, but nobody ever thought she would. So that was, you know, they already had that lined up a year or two before the elections.
Right.
Okay, that's, they think of a lot of things. You know, when I heard that John Podesta had been in New Zealand 2 days before the shootings, it's like, okay, we have another black flag here. The push on this is, the whole thing is they want to get the guns, okay? And every country, check it out, folks, that has turned over their guns has then been taken over. This is, I think, one of the reasons why we've lasted so long here, is that the threat of that our citizens, I don't like to use the word citizen because I know it's not a good word, really, but our nationals, American state nationals, I think them having guns has been a big deterrent. And as far as I know, you know, I have a gun here at the house. You have guns. I know how to use one, boy. I'm very good at it, actually.
Most Americans have guns. I mean,
I'm a crack shot. I was. You may not know that you're talking to Annie Oakley. I was totally Annie Oakley when I was a little kid with my BB gun. And I actually, the whole thing was so interesting because I went back to Lincoln Junior High School to hear Marianne Williamson talk about something a few years back when she was running for supervisor or something here in Los Angeles, bless her heart. She's running for president right now as a Democrat, which I find she'd be the only Democrat I might possibly vote for at this point, because I know where her heart is and I know what she's up to. But I've actually had questions with her about, like, how could you possibly be a Democrat? And it didn't get answered. And she's a good person, okay? So I know that for a fact. She had told me something really interesting, Randy, before. And she had told me that it only takes 20 people in Congress with the right idea to stop the bad ideas. And I'd never thought of that before. I'd always thought in terms of larger numbers. So make your dent wherever you can make your dent, and don't let the politics of today tell you what to do, because the politics of today are more politics of reaction rather than rule of law. You know, what you've got is our OAC as our Congress, as a Congresswoman in the House of Representatives, and if you listen to her, you don't hear any facts. What you hear are a lot of opinions, unsubstantiated opinions and things of that nature, and she'll get facts over time. We'll all get there over time, but with the shenanigans that are going on, Randy, I think, is there anybody that can't see it?
No, everybody sees what's going on, and I think that's why, you know, there's rumblings. You hear rumblings of civil unrest if the election is stolen this next time around, you know, because President Trump is widely popular. I do not care what any of the mainstream media says. He is widely popular because he is for the people. He is not for the government. Because he's been fighting that government and having to play that game all of his years in business. And the people that don't understand that have never been in business. It's like, you know, they should never be more powerful than the people, but yet they wield fines and citations and regulations and laws, and they pass all kinds of things that are just insane. For example, just look at the raise that they gave. They just vote themselves raises. Don't ask the people. They just vote themselves raises, and then they make it so that they have a pension forever, even if they serve one term. Tell me anything in this life where you can do that. It is highway robbery what they have done to the people. It's criminal.
Yeah, I like that word. People use the word crazy a lot, and I really prefer criminal, because crazy makes it sound like that they don't know what they're doing, and criminal makes it sound like they know exactly what they're doing, and they know exactly what they're doing.
Of course they do, and that's just, that right there is criminal. You have people going to the military, you know, serve 4 years. They don't get that. I mean, they're putting life on the line, potentially, in, you know, depending on where they go. There isn't anything out there where you can do that, and I am not sure why. They think because they were serving the people, supposed to be, that all of a sudden they deserve to be paid by the people for the rest of their life. You know, to fly a kite, jump
they
off
just
a cliff,
wanted
I'm
something
sorry, go.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they took advantage.
They,
and it's
not what
it's
they so wanted, wrong. They just took advantage and they did it. And they know they're taking advantage. You know, when John McCain died, he supposedly is a person that took one of the suicide pills.
Mm-hmm.
I had seven houses. How do you get to have seven houses?
I don't know. That's another one I don't necessarily believe either. I mean, I believe these people are living out their days. I don't believe any of that stuff. But you know, it's out there.
And still, it's right next to you. The beautiful thing about Randy and I is that we don't believe the same thing about everything, and I don't want to say it's irrelevant, because it's not irrelevant. It just, we're real.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't just lockstep with me and or Paul or whatever. Randy thinks, and she creates. And so do I. And we've both been given different information, and we've had different experiences and stuff like that. But I will laugh a lot when the global reset goes through, Randy. I'll laugh a lot. I know you don't believe it.
Right? I'm not right there with you, but that's okay, you know?
No, I know. I've been talking in her ear for years. She doesn't come... But I didn't capitulate either when she wanted me to go mud wrestling. So, you know, we just have both different interests. There's a person here, if you wonder how she runs around so much, she has some very good products. I personally found, I use a longevity product called Rebound, and it's one of the ways I kept my dear dog alive an extra year and a half or 2 years, was with Rebound and some other things. There's definitely some products. Randy, one of the things that we're going to be doing is linking the Koning Company to Waking Up in America, because we've already got a store over there, and we're going to start putting in a lot of these different things in the store. And we don't even just talk about our own products. If we see something that's good out there, we'll mention it. As I said, the Rebound, I just read on it. I tend to go through a line of products with a company just to see what they've got. And Limitless has got some really good products, which is Thrive HGH, which causes your pituitary to actually start working again, because it declines after the age of 25. But then another company has this thing called Somaderm, and they're two separate companies. But if you put together the Somaderm and the HGH, it magnifies the results. And Randy, I don't think I'm narcissistic, but I was looking in the mirror this morning, and it's like, oh, my God, since I've been doing this double dose between the two things,
mm-hmm.
I've lost, like, most of the wrinkles on my face except around my mouth.
Well, I tell you what, I take a product that tells, basically what it does is it tells the pituitary to turn back on and do its job. So everything that I'm taking is, when it comes to that, because I do a double whammy myself, and I've got a good story. I actually went out on a date yesterday or the day before, it was the day before, and I'll tell you that story, but that, I take something called HGH Youth Complex, and it's the precursors. It's HGH precursors, meaning it's what tells the pituitary to turn back on. It is not an actual synthetic. Yours is not either. So I'm in love with
mine. No, they are not, and that's the important part. And that, mm-hmm. and a lot of the food that we've been fed and stuff like that has actually caused the pituitary to shut down faster. So it's a,
that's
it's
right.
a combination of stuff.
Well, so
but they're
so,
out there, and it's good stuff. And what's your double whammy?
Well, okay, I take that now, and then I take this other one I'm going to tell you. But I went out on a date a couple days ago with a gentleman who is very successful here in Miami, has his own office and works at a hospital most of the time. And he's a cosmetic surgeon. And he saw me out, and he came over and was talking to me and bought me food, bought me drink, and I was across the room from him, and he made sure he did it. Anyway, when we went out to lunch, he said, he was asking me my age, and I said, well, guess. And he just on my life experiences that I had told him, he guessed me to be in my mid-40s. And now this is a guy who does things to people's faces and bodies for a living. And I said, well, no, I'm 51. And he was like, he was just going on and on about how beautiful my face was and don't dare let anybody cut on it. And I'm like, no, I never would. I don't want anything to do with that. So my HGH Youth Complex is the one thing. And I take that at night, and I take six of those. If anybody wants them, they can reach out to me. I'm easily found. And then the second thing that I do is I wake up and I take something called beta-glucan, and it has resveratrol in it. And beta-glucans are the sugars that are found in the cell walls of bacteria, fungi, yeast, algae, and all kinds of plants. Oats and barley mainly. But a lot of times they're used as medicine, but they're also really good for high cholesterol, diabetes, cancer. But they're also a useful thing. They are unbelievable. They boost the heart health, and there's really solid evidence about that. So, and I just believe that they help to turn back the clock. I've actually met with the owners of the company where I get mine, and it says serving size one capsule, and I said, you know, I've done a lot of research on the beta-glucans, and it looks like you can really take a lot of it. And I said, how much could I really take in a day and not have a side effect? And they said, oh, you could take the whole bottle. I mean, it's just, so I do take three of these every morning. And the thing is both of those products that I just told you that I take religiously, they have to be taken on an empty stomach. So
Yeah. They do.
Mm-hmm. From
you can
me,
take
baby.
Them off of my, you can pick up.
Yes, I promote them, yes. Yeah.
Actually, I'm actually a distributor, and so Randy, when she does stuff, she signs it up under me for this program,
mm-hmm.
and that actually helps Waking Up in America stay on air. And if you're interested, well, why don't I just put the contact information in the note description, okay? But you can call me at 0455-8623. And we will take care of you. And that's what I was saying earlier, Randy, when I put together this kit for the dog, you know, to keep my dog going, I had products from four different companies.
Wow.
And that was, when I take a look at all the different companies and then I try all their products, and then I pick, then I talk to the distributors. Like if we're in the last 2 minutes of the show here,
mm-hmm.
But if I asked you to pick two things out of your line, like you've just done in a way today, we can make a regular thing of this, because I do not look 78, trust me. And I did. You can see a picture of me taken 20 years ago where I look older than I am now, because these products, as Randy was saying, they're not hormones, folks. We're not doing hormones, okay?
No, but I wouldn't touch that with anything, no.
You don't want to, because, well, actually, I have a friend that goes down to Mexico once a year, and he pays $7,000 for a shot, okay? And he's kicking butt and taking names, okay? But if you don't happen to have $7,000 a shot and be able to fly to Mexico in your private plane for this stuff, this is what actually turns on your hormones. It turns them on. It turns on the pituitary's way of doing that. So you want to get your body... Maybe we should just call this show Turned On.
So you could.
It's time to... We're in the last minute of the show, so... God bless you all. The Mueller report is in. The RV is coming through, and Randy will soon be a believer. Let's see, Randy. I think you should, if I'm right, and I've already made you to be extremely wealthy, if I'm right, let's see, what country do I want you to take me to? England would be fun. I haven't been to Greece yet.
Greece would be great. Spain would be great. Spain would be really beautiful.
Yeah, well, I was thinking of the oracles of Delphi, and I think you're an oracle, and I think I might be one, too. And I think there may be a few other oracles around. I don't know. It could be fun.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through, now your heart is open.